A slump in home sales puts a woe on Wall Street. It's the Business News Hour for Thursday, the 14th day of March. Thanks, as always, for being here with us. President Trump's budget proposal landed this week with a thud. We'll share some thoughts on Social Security with you. So if the economy is so darn good, how come we're seeing record numbers of businesses close shop? Business Insider has a list of more retailers that they say are in trouble. 19,000 truck drivers and $100 million. That's sort of a big story. We've got the Wall Street Report for you, plus author, historian, and filmmaker Jeff Stein will be in the Des Moines Metro next Tuesday to talk about and show his documentary From the Battlefront to the Homefront, Iowa Broadcasters Go to War. We'll talk with him about that. Also today, singer-songwriter Roxy Copeland details her frustrating experience in trying to do what insurance companies tell us to do, check prices and payments. It's quite a story. But first, the business news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Reach out to us on Twitter. You can do that at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me on Twitter at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Wall Street had a tough day today, with the major indices struggling to stay even. One of the factors today was the lousy news about home sales in January. New home sales fell by nearly 7%, a sign the U.S. government shutdown could have kept buyers on the sidelines. Sentiment was also dampened after Bloomberg News reported China and the U.S. are trying to push back a meeting between the country's two leaders from late March to April at the earliest. This comes after Trump said that he was in no rush to form an agreement. Bloomberg's report comes after China's industrial output expanded at its slowest rate in 17 years. I'll have all the details and the numbers coming up later in the Wall Street Report. You know, back when he was running for office, President Trump said he would work to protect Social Security. But that's not exactly what his budget indicates. Trump's 2020 budget featured a lot of talking points, as presidential budgets often do, a number of which came under harsh criticism by members of the Democratic Party. In particular, political opponents of the president focused on a handful of projected cuts to social programs which go against Trump's campaign promises of 2016. And he's going to be touching things like Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Contained within the president's budget were calls for about $1.5 trillion in cuts to Medicaid over the next 10 years, which would be achieved by moving payouts to block grants. There's a $845 billion reduction to Medicare spending over the next decade, and that targets a decrease in wasteful spending, according to the president. And surprise, a roughly $26 billion decrease in Social Security spending over the next 10 years. Democrats, by the way, say the budget proposal is DOA, dead on arrival. I asked at the outset, so if the economy is doing so good, how come so many retail businesses are closing or considering closing or maybe just in trouble? I mean, we're 2 months into 2019 and four retailers have already filed for bankruptcy protection. Payless Shoes, Charlotte Roche, Gymboree, and Full Beauty Brands. Ratings agencies are expected more defaults in the coming months. So who's having trouble? Well, Business Insider has a short list. Now, understand, we're not saying these businesses are going dark, but they may be on their way. So in no particular order, let's take a look at their list. In 2017, PetSmart, the largest U.S. pet retailer with more than 1,600 pet stores in the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico, purchased Chewy.com for $3.4 billion in what was the largest e-commerce acquisition at the time. Since then, the company has been struggling to pay down roughly $8 billion in debt amid growing competition from Walmart, Amazon, Target, and others. The luxury department store chain Neiman Marcus has reported five consecutive quarters of positive sales growth after years of losses, but the company is still grappling with nearly $5 billion in debt. Guitar Center is remodeling its stores in an effort to revive sales after refinancing hundreds of millions of dollars in debt just last year. The company told Rolling Stone in November that Guitar Center had been going sideways for several years. Other retailers that Business Insider says may be in trouble include David's Bridal, which emerged from bankruptcy back in January after shrinking its debt load by about $450 million in a restructuring process. The company has seen falling sales as brides increasingly opt for casual wedding dresses over traditional gowns. The footwear seller Tom's Shoes has been struggling to pay down debt 5 years after scoring a $313 million investment from the private equity firm Bain Capital. Will they make it? Don't know, but they are on our list of retailers to watch. And finally, Pier 1 Imports is trying to execute a turnaround with a new CEO, but analysts are skeptical that the home goods retailer can make a comeback. Moody's back in December downgraded its outlook on the company to negative, saying Pier 1's recovery would be, quote, dampened by execution issues, end quote, and profit pressure from growing competition and tariffs on Chinese home furnishing imports. So there you have it. Retailers to watch in the coming months. Swift Transportation, one of the largest trucking companies in the United States, has agreed to pay up to $100 million to 19,000 former and current truck drivers in a class action suit filed in the United States District Court for the District of Arizona. The truck drivers filed against Swift back in December of 2009, 10 years ago. They claimed that they were misclassified as independent contractors instead of employees, and thus were locked out of certain benefits under federal labor law. One of those benefits includes being paid minimum wage for every hour the truck drivers work. Traditionally, truckers are just paid for every mile that they drive. The case returns to a question that's been plaguing Americans' courts in recent years, whether truck drivers deserve minimum wage for non-driving duties. The decision to pay out speaks to other federal court cases appearing around the country in favor of ensuring truck drivers are paid for every hour they spend on the road. Well, Wall Street struggled today as the S&P 500 and NASDAQ indexes closed lower for the first time in four sessions after the release of weak U.S. home sales data. Wall Street's also trying to figure out the latest news on the U.S.-China trade front. Declines in the communications services group led by Facebook pushed the S&P 500 down by 0.1% to end the day at 2808. Facebook shares also weighed on the NASDAQ, which closed down by 0.1% at 7630. The Dow, meanwhile, eked out a 7-point gain to close at 25,709. Facebook shares slid by nearly 2% after a worldwide outage of its core app, Instagram and WhatsApp. The social media company's stock was also under pressure after the New York Times reported federal prosecutors are conducting a criminal investigation into data deals the company made with other tech giants. New home sales fell by 6.9% in January, which was more than expected, and a sign the U.S. government shutdown could have kept buyers on the sidelines. Meanwhile, Bloomberg News reported that China and the U.S. are trying to push back a meeting between the two countries. They're saying maybe it's going to go from March until April, and it all comes after Trump said he was in no rush to form an agreement. Bloomberg's report, of course, comes out after China's industrial output expanded at its slowest rate in 17 years. In other words, kids, nobody really knows what's going to happen. Gold today lost what it gained yesterday. The precious metal was off by $13.50 to end the day at $1,295.80 an ounce. Oil continued to tick upwards, up today by 22 cents to close at $58.48 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note is paying 2.62%. When we come back, a visit with Jeff Stein. Now, Jeff is the news director at News Talk 1540 KXEL Waterloo Cedar Falls, and he's also an author and filmmaker. He'll be coming to the Des Moines Metro next week to talk about his documentary, From the Battlefront to the Homefront, Iowa Broadcasters Go to War. That is just a click away here on the Business News Hour.